Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
Believe it or not, a lot of thought went into this show. Coffee, Country, and Cody on 650 AM WSM.
Longtime friend Barry Amato, welcome to Coffee, Country, and Cody, buddy.
Thank you so much, Bill. Great to see you and Charlie.
How long have you been in town?
Been in town
as far as... Yeah, when did you come to Nashville?
How long? I came to Nashville in 1978 from Connecticut.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Music business, entertainment bring you here?
What? My mom and dad, we came down to Nashville when I was a small boy, and they just fell in love with Nashville and wanted to come here, and I guess I just got bit by the entertainment bug just like everybody else.
But you miss those Connecticut winters, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I'm looking outside right now wishing we had the snow here.
Everybody who's moved here from there says the same thing. We miss the old nutmeg state, especially in winter. When we miss it most.
I'm glad you called it the Nutmeg State. Not many people know it as the Nutmeg State.
I know lots of stuff, Barry.
I know you do.
I just don't look like I know lots of stuff or act like it most of the time. Barry and I shared the stage many nights over at the Grand Ole Opry.
We
because
did.
You were the guy who warmed up the crowd for all the Opry shows.
Yes, sir.
And
yes.
You've made your way from the Opry House. I mean, apparently a remodeled 40-plus-year-old Opry House was just, we couldn't hold you. You had to go to a new, brand spanking new baseball stadium, First Tennessee Ballpark, to work with the Nashville Sounds.
Yes, sir. Yes, I had my first season and getting ready to start back here in April again.
So. And you were one of the witnesses. You will go down in history as one of the persons who was in the crowd watching that night from field level, as I recall. Because
yes.
You've got the pass.
Yes.
To see Charlie Matos throw out that what? 27-mile-an-hour slider that just kept on sliding.
I think I would have, if I would have been close enough to the batter's box, I would have, I think it would have ranged about 40, 42, maybe 41, 42. Only from field level can one appreciate the true speed of the game, Bill. I think if you're in the stands, you don't appreciate it.
As your designated catcher that night, I thought, it's continuing to slide.
Yes.
And slide and slide. And it's going to one hop right on in here if I'm not careful. But being a good defensive catcher, I dug it out of the dirt.
Good job.
And I pulled it up trying to get the call for the strike.
No.
Whispering Bill Anderson said, no way.
No.
Not even close. No. So that's where we last saw you.
Yes, sir.
This morning we see you on your way to a world event here at Gaylord Opryland.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, this is an organization, the UCWDC, and they've been around now for a little over 20 years. So they do the World Dance Championships here. About 2 or 3 years here at Gaylord Opryland before they move it somewhere else around the country. It used to be more of an internationally based thing, but they just hone it more now into the U.S. So we'll be here for the next couple years here at the hotel. We've got about 1,000 dance enthusiasts from all over the world. We've got about 30, 35 different countries that'll be represented. From South Africa to Japan, Belgium. So they'll all be here. And they're competing for their world titles. They've been going through all the qualifying events all year long, which will culminate this week.
Where did dancing start for you? Because we will certainly remember you from the early days on the Nashville Network, or TNN, for people who don't know that there was another network where Spike is now. There have been a couple of other names for that network since it was the Nashville Network. But a lot of people first came to know you there.
Yeah, well, actually, dancing was it was interesting how I fell into the path of dancing. I started at Opryland in one of the shows as a singer. I was hired first as a vocalist. And
who were you? Were you somebody, or were you just singing songs?
Well, I mean, I was in a show called Country Music USA, where we had to depict all of the different...
Yeah, so who did you do?
I did Jim Reeves, Johnny Cash, I did Eddie Arnold, Ernest
Tubb. Your sweet lips are a little closer to the phone.
The roots of that one show at the old theme
park...
I'm
singing Jim Reeves over here.
Yeah, that's why I'm talking.
Let's pretend that we're together. You just keep talking. Not alone...
But isn't it crazy how many people have mentioned that particular show and having worked at part of that show at the theme park?
Just tell the man to turn the jukebox.
Look what you just started.
Lay down.
We got filing cabinets of Jim Reeves records. We could actually play Jim Reeves.
And as Lester Moran and the Cadillac Cowboys famously saying, and tell your friend there with you, he's gonna have to go.
Gonna have to go. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So. I had no idea that you sang.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's what.
Stop being so talented, Barry Amato. Stop it. I mean it. Charlie and I are becoming self-conscious.
We saw recently at the Skirmerhorn Symphony Center the great Broadway star and television as well, Glee, The West Wing, a lot of different shows, Kristen Chenoweth. Mm. And I didn't realize she worked at the theme park, too, and did stuff.
She was in a show called Way Out West, and her and my wife actually were in the same show together, and that's where I met my wife, at the park.
Uh-huh.
And they did this great duet together on stage and just became inseparable friends. And that was the only time that Kristen was here, was just... she came in for what we called the blue cast, which was a summer cast, and stayed on for the fall. And then that was it. That was her one stint here in Nashville with Opryland.
Imagine how big she'd have been if she could have done Jim Reeves.
Well, that's
all I can say about that. So it's Opryland first.
Opryland.
And then this whole dance thing continues, song and dance?
Yeah, I actually went from Opryland to Dollywood. And that's where I kind of expanded more. I was there during the infancy of entertainment. So they needed people that could move well. And the choreographer really developed me into more of a dancer. Before I left the park, I was actually choreographing productions up there and ended up directing as well. And came back here, and just the Wild Horse just kind of fell into my lap. I had all these people coming at me saying, you know, Reedland Productions, that was going to produce the show, was looking for an associate producer. And everything just kind of snowballed with that. I mean, because the job didn't entail me being on air, teaching, or anything originally. And then it just it happened that one day in a production meeting, and I said, well, why don't we just do a small dance segment? And our executive producer, Alan Reed, said, well, stand up here in the office and show me how you would do that in 2 minutes. So I grabbed the other associate producer, and he goes, great, next Monday you start doing that every day. So that was just something that just, you know, catapulted us into this whole arena that we didn't know even went on, because there's a whole world of a community of dance around the
And
the
how world. Long did that go on? How long was that on TNN?
We started in October of 94, and then, of course, the network was bought out by CBS at the time in October 97. So we had, you know, a little over 3 years.
And Shelley Mangrum was doing the same thing in Knoxville, right?
Shelley was doing club dance in Knoxville. Yeah. And then, when Wild Horse went away, then they shifted us over to club dance for a year, where we did segments from the Wild Horse, where Shelley would throw to us.
Another interesting connection. So I lived downtown for many years, 18 years at Market Street Apartments, and actually managed the building for quite a while when I was in between some radio gigs. And my old friend Vicki Russell, who works for Robin Realty, and her son Richie were part of the dance team there.
Yeah,
so it's a small world,
it really
you know?
Is. Yeah. Everybody's connected somewhere or another. Yeah.
So all that great dance background has brought you to coordinating these kinds of events like you're doing at Gaylord Opryland all over the country. You said when baseball season ended, that's one of the things that gave you an opportunity to work on several projects around the country.
Yeah, we, you know,
choreographing things.
Yeah, when the Wild Horse show went away, we actually traveled 47 weekends a year to all the various events that are around the globe. So every weekend we were in a different country. And after 10 years, it just became so daunting to be gone so long. So we, you know, kind of planted our roots here in Nashville. And we just started doing a lot of different things around Nashville that were more entertainment driven. We started our own production company. So that's where we're at right now. So this is just something that just kind of falls under the umbrella of, you know, the whole dance arena that we've been tapped into throughout the years.
All over this big wide world.
Yes.
Are there any people that you've come across where you go, this entire population, the people indigenous to this part of the world, are just natural dancers? Is there a place that sticks out in your mind?
You know, I would say the people over in England, it's a serious way of life over in the UK. There's some of the most phenomenal dancers that are over in England. I mean, we've seen them everywhere around the world, and a lot of them will be here this week. But I would say that, you know, England really cultivates a lot, has a good hotbed of dancers, so to speak, over there that are just really amazing at their craft.
Well, all you have to do is take one look at the Windsor family and know that. Hold your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Barry Amato. Now, is this participatory in that people can still get in, or now it's just an opportunity to come be a spectator?
Yeah, now it's just to the point where, you know, it's you can come in and spectate. There's so many things that are going on all week long between the competitions and the workshops and the social dancing. So there's a whole bevy of events that are taking place.
And that's going on today through the 11th.
Through the 11th.
And then Dancing with the Stars, that's Friday night.
And how did I miss my opportunity to get you and Charlie as a
doing prize? Walking the dog or the funky chicken as Rufus Thomas? Huh? Hot pay! Get on up! Yeah. But it's actually a local benefit, correct?
It is, yes. The Music City Animal Rescue is what we're trying to benefit. So, we're trying to open it up to the community to get many folks to come on out that night. We've got celebrities like Daryl Worley. We got Dean Sams from Lone Star, Amy Daly, Nikki Nelson from Highway 101. And we've got some, Janelle Arthur from American Idol. We got some, reality stars in there as well.
Well, the names you've just mentioned, that's why you didn't call Bill Cody and Charlie Mathis.
You have people with actual talent.
And that's Friday night. Again, people can come be a part of that.
Yes, $25 to come in for that night, and all the proceeds go to Music City Animal Rescue, and we'd love to just have everybody come on out and support a great cause, see some of the industry, step out there with some of the pros from the dance community and have a great time.
Is there a mirror ball trophy?
There is a trophy, but it's got a star on it instead of the mirror.
All right, yes, star. Yeah. Okay, yes. Yes.
Dancing with the Stars. That's Friday night of this week that brings the World Country Dance Championships to Gaylord Opryland. And we're just down the hallway at the Magnolia Lobby Radio, the Broadcast Center, as Charlie often refers to.
Well, I come extra early every morning and do my cardio around the hotel.
Master control.
And I think I saw some actual teams arriving. I kind of thought of this as an individual thing, but there are teams as well, right?
Right. We have teams, couples, individuals, mm-hmm. and the dancing that people will see is Olympic style dance, and these people train hard for this. When you think of country dance, it's not the same social look that you would imagine in a local club. I mean, these people,
they look serious. Oh, yes.
I wish you all would come and see it. You should come.
You doing cardio looks pretty serious to them too, brother. Seeing you.
Frightening was the word you were looking at, I think.
An oncoming Charlie Mathis working on his cardio does not look like a man who's enjoying himself.
No, it's taken several months for the overnight security guard to remember that I'm okay. Do not need extra help.
Are you going to be okay, sir? Music City Animal Rescue. Is there a website where people can get more information?
Yeah. You can, for Dancing with the Stars, you can actually go to the Music City Animal Rescue.com. Also, UCWDCWorlds.org. That's UCWDCWorlds.org. And there's all kinds of information. The pricing on tickets, it ranges because you can get a night pass, you can get a week pass. So as far as pricing, it varies.
How about Dancing with the Stars? What are your thoughts on the national television show, the broadcast that so many celebrities have been a part of?
Well, I mean, as from a dancer standpoint, it's done so much for just the community of dance overall. I mean, it's just, especially in the ballroom arena. I mean, it's hoisted a lot of the businesses that people have, all the independent businesses, all the ballrooms are doing great because of it. So, but it's also, it's tipped over into every genre of dance that's really hoisted it and made people aware of what's out there.
So your wife wouldn't care if you danced with Kelly Pickler?
She wouldn't mind at all.
Okay, good. I'll mention it to her when I see her at the opera. I will drop your name as I am singing my favorite Jim Reeves songs to her on 650 AM WSM. Barry Amato with the World Country Dance Championships here at Gaylord Opryland today through the 11th. And then Friday night, his part in Dancing with the Stars for the Music City Animal Rescue. Old friend, good to see you.
Good to see you. Is it all over already?
It is.
Oh, gosh.
That's it.
Well, then I'm going to have to come back again and just...
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.